Hello.
Oh.
Hi, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Yvonne. May I help you? Have your zip code, please.
This for real?
What?
Is this for real?
Yes, ma'am. Didn't you call for a callback on charges on your account, ma'am? I'm asking for your zip code so we can locate an account for you.
It's only $2.95.
That on the account, ma'am?
To the price is $2.95.
What is the $2 for, ma'am?
That's what it says it costs, $2.95.
Okay, could you give me your zip code, ma'am?
15224. You still haven't answered my question.
Ma'am, I'm trying to get your account so while you're asking me a question, I can answer them because your account is in front of me, ma'am. What is your name?
I haven't filled it out yet. I'm trying to find out, is this a scam or not?
Okay, hold on just one moment, ma'am. Let me try and pull your account with the information you have given me. Hold on just one moment. Thank you for calling customer support. Okay, hold on just one moment. Okay, ma'am. You haven't told me what your name is. I just put your zip code in. So
You
I have a.
haven't answered my question. The
Okay, ma'am.
question
What is it?
is,
I don't know what costs $2 because you won't. I don't have an account to show what costs $2 on an item that you have a charge.
it's for the KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, so you paid $2 or I don't know what you're asking me.
Yeah, I'm supposed to pay $2.95 for it. I want to know, is this true?
I don't know, ma'am. If you tell me what your name is, I can pull your account up and answer whatever questions you need me to answer. But you're making me guess something for $2 that I don't, even though it's for a KitchenAid, it's not telling me anything. I need to pull an account up on you, ma'am.
Right, thank you. Goodbye.
You have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.